do you think that's because in Haiti the climate is so different than it is here? It's hot, you know, a lot of the year. So is outdoor living more important to you guys? Like you said, for your grandfather, they have a smaller house but a lot of land. Is it more important for the typical Haitian to have, you know, a larger piece of land with a smaller house so that they could enjoy the outdoor more?
It depends, but I can't think for all of them.
Yeah.
If they still want it or not. But that what I can think is depend on the money they have. Mm-hmm. They don't want to sell the land to build a big house. They mm-hmm. keep the land and have the world and the same land and build the house. Maybe now, after they have a child grow up in school, knows how things work now, because their dad done the dad the same way. If they have money, they build for the dad, the mom, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A typical Haitian family with what? I'm trying to figure out this house size because I think the houses we're designing are way too big. Does most typical Haitian families have 2-bedroom houses, or do they have 4- and 5-bedroom houses? I mean,
they have 4.
Do they? Okay, so they do have.
They have 1. Depending again the money, I know a woman. My brother gave her a place to live. She had 8 children in the 1-bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
One, only one. He did everything in it and go outside, take something. One.
Yeah, we're hoping to help with that a little bit when we design our houses. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about what you were saying earlier about professional school after and about maybe what would cause people to come live in the countryside as opposed to living in Port-au-Prince?
You mean the reason they live in Port-au-Prince and leave the countryside?
Yeah, what would be a reason for that?
The reason is Asian people, their father and the mother think for the child to have better skill. But they think they can't find that for the child and the countryside they go with the born. They have to pay extra money, give you the money, rent the house in Port-au-Prince and pay the school. They will send you the money from the countryside to food, clothes, everything. Because they can't find high school and professional school. If you want to go to the university, you can't find it in the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main reason people leave countryside. But that's the first one. The another one, after the people live in countryside, after maybe high school, can't find anything to do. Like, here you can find different kind of job, you do it to make money until you change your life to have better school and better skill and find different kind of thing to do. And here it is different. They have to leave to form countries. I only think they can find something to do in Port-au-Prince to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's another part of person they leave from countries.
Do you think if in the countryside there was a community where they had that school and for professional work and a high school and they had something training people to work at a different job, do you think people would be more likely to stay in the country?
The first reason people leave, you stay in the United States because, but American people stay in the United States, not only you. Because they find maybe everything they need.
Mm-hmm.
If you think now, I think, I don't know if you want to, if somebody think now, they send them in Germany, in Africa, China, to make more money than here, I think they leave from United States to the country, they give them more money. That's it. Maybe the same way. They leave countryside because they want to make different kind of thing. If they have every kind of thing they need to live better in the country they stay. No matter what, they don't want to leave. You have the house, you have the job, you can take care of your family, and you have your future goal. You stay. After high school, after primary school, the process after primary school, go to the high school. After high school, the professional school, a university. If you can do,
if you can create that school in the
they stay.
Yeah,
okay. You don't want to hide them from Puerto Rico to move your countryside destiny. They just move. I from my countryside is a pity to the new. I live in Puerto Rico. I do nothing.
Yeah.
If somebody I heard somebody tell me, you know, in your countryside now the bill. Why stay living in Puerto Prince? Mm-hmm. Quick, move, go back to my country. Because that's what I expect to have in my life. I can't fight it in my countryside. Like, people leave different country, come in U.S. Why you think?
Well, they follow the jobs. And the
they find different kind of thing better than the country. That's why.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Rob, ask another question. I don't have my list with me. I'm
okay.
Thinking them up as I...
as architecture students, and we're designing this community, what can we do to, besides the issue of school, to help the people to be able to take care of the village themselves, and so that we can step away and let everyone in Haiti do what they want to do with work, and what can we do to make that community work in the countryside?
Before I came here, some people told me about U.S. When I came here, it's different. Maybe close to the same that to me, or different. But if you live in Haiti, or some people live different country, you can see the thing different ways. Like I live from my countryside. I don't know how they live in front of them. Maybe they want something I don't know. Mm-hmm. But my countryside is deep. I don't know if they're different. I know the Haitian people, like, close the same, like, they are very, very friendship everywhere in Haiti. That's what I know. But I don't know how they live the front of them, the culture. I know Haitian culture is a music, like, kind of thing. But, like, in Haiti or here, in your family, and his family, and her family, you have the old, different kind of thing they teach you. You learn from your family, you learn from your grandparents, your parents, like you learn something. It's maybe the same thing. I don't know how they want for them, if you can build the thing you want for them. But I think if you think about build something, like close to your ways, or close, like people have money to it, it's a good, comfortable for them, I think.
So I was wondering, part of our project, we're designing for expatriates, for Haitians that have left Haiti and moved to America, and then our goal is to try to bring them back to Haiti, bring them back to this community we're designing and building in Fond du Blanc. So as someone that's had a little bit of that experience, lived in Haiti, you know, moved to the United States, you know, what would you say is something that we could do? Like, is there a certain amenity that, you know, Haitians would prefer to, or expatriates would prefer to, you know, pull them back to Haiti? Do they need, like, a home with air conditioning? Do they need, like, you know, a garage and a driveway? Like, are there certain things that are, like, American that they would want once they go back to Haiti?
I think is go back in Haiti is depend the man or the woman or your life. It's close to the same thing. I think if you have job, you like your job now. If you give you more money, you leave your job. I think if they have this more than they have here, they leave from here to Haiti. They're gonna ask you, give me the pen, the paper I read, I make 100 per month. Here I spend 3 or 4 in my house, the rent I spend for here, food. I get in my pocket after that 50. You give me 200, I pay maybe, I don't know, when I get in my pocket after everything, I 100 or 200 or 2,000 in my pocket. I quickly, that's the way. Here's another way. Everywhere you think about safety.
Mm-hmm.
Safety.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Your life first, not money. If they think the people you want to bring from here to Haiti think his life will be safety, is another part of them. In Haiti, conscious of more safety than Port-au-Prince. And what is the, like, what is the, maybe the way?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, my dream, go back to school, go back to live in my country. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
After that, have paper, but I don't want to go back in my country, stay forever. I cannot travel back. If I can travel from here to my country, to Haiti, and stay, it's easy for me to do. I don't know. For that. That's it.